The following program is a production of Holy Spirit Radio.
Welcome to NFP for Life with your hosts, Dr. Les and Betty Ruppersberger. Dr. Ruppersberger is a board-certified GYN with an NFP-only practice in Langhorne, Pennsylvania. He and his wife are both certified natural family planning instructors for the Family Life Office of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia.
God is in control. We believe that his children will not be forsaken. God is in control.
And now here are your hosts for NFP for Life, Dr. Les and Betty Ruppersberger.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters in Christ, and welcome to our program, NFP for Life. I'm Dr. Les Ruppersberger, and
I'm Betty Ruppersberger.
And we're here to share this lovely, very hot, humid afternoon with you, but we have some great topics and some great information that we'd like to bring up, and I would like to ask Betty if she would please open with an opening prayer. And this week, we have a special prayer that's actually a novena to Saints Joachim and Saint Anne, the parents of our Blessed Mother, whose feast day we'll be celebrating next week, and we'll talk a little bit more about that as we get later into the program.
And welcome, everyone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Good parents of the Blessed Virgin Mary, grandparents of our Savior, Jesus Christ, when life seems barren, help us to trust in God's mercy. When we're confused, help us to find the way to God. When we are lost in the desert, lead us to those whom God has called us to love. When our marriages seem lifeless, show us the eternal youth of the Lord. When we are selfish, teach us to cling only to that which lasts. When we are afraid, help us to trust in God. When we are ashamed, remind us that we are children, God's children. When we sin, lead us to God's will. You who know God's will for husbands and wives, help us to live chastely. You who know God's will for the family, keep all families close to you. You who suffer without children, intercede for all infertile couples. You who trusted in God's will, help us to respect God's gift of fertility. You who gave birth to the Blessed Mother, inspire couples to be co-creators with God. You who taught the Mother of God, teach us to nurture children in holy instruction. You whose heart trusted in God, hear our prayers. Pray with us for the ministry of Catholic family life. Pray with us for the ministry of natural family planning. Pray with us for all who give their time, talent, and treasure to this good work. God of our fathers, you gave us Saints Anne and Joachim the privilege of being the parents of Mary, the mother of your incarnate Son. May their prayers help us to attain the salvation you have promised to your people. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Well, before we start, I just want to tell our listeners our good news. We have a new grandbaby born June 25th, and his name is Egan Ruppersberger. And he's the sixth child of my son, Drew and Laurie Ruppersberger, and he is so delightful. And all the other children are so delighted to have this new baby in their home. So praise you, Jesus, for this beautiful gift of new life, Egan.
And if you ever wanted to see a demonstration of the value of the love and the joy and the generosity of a large family, then all you need to do is spend a half hour in their home with these children, and you will see that these blessings abound so wonderfully and are such great gifts from God that anyone who would. And we get the comments, because when we tell some of our friends and some of our neighbors, how many do they have now? Oh, this is their sixth child. Oh, when are they going to stop? And I turn around and say, why would they stop? Look at all the joy. Look at all the blessings. Look at all the gifts. So we need to change that perspective. And that kind of leads us in perfectly, although Betty and I didn't discuss that on the way up, but that kind of leads us in perfectly to our topic today. And we're going to be discussing Natural Family Planning Awareness Week, which begins Sunday, July the 20th, and goes through July the 26th. And we want to talk a little bit about Natural Family Planning Awareness Week. We want to talk a little bit about some of the feast days that occur during that week, one of which is the Feast of Saints Joachim and Saint Anne. And we want to talk a little bit about some of the things that you can do as far as your parish is concerned to try to not only celebrate the week, but enhance the week by spreading the word. We want to let you know that our phone lines are open.
And we'd love to hear from you, so give us a call at 215-345-1570. Again, 215-345-1570. If you'd like to call us, give us some insight, some feedback, have any questions for us, 215-345-1570.
And anybody who just wants to be on the radio and be a celebrity,
exactly.
these are all copied and they're archived on the radio website at WYSP 1570 AM Radio. So you can go to their website, and our programs, at least for the last 15 months, are archived. You can have your friends listen to you on the radio. Look, I called in to Dr. Les and Betty. So give us a call either way, family, friends, anybody we know, anybody that wants to. Drive-by crowd, just be careful if you're calling on your cell phone, especially in New Jersey. You know, hands-free, be careful driving. Don't let us detract from any of the traffic. But we'd love to hear from you. So, first, a couple of announcements. National Natural Family Planning Week was begun several years ago by the American Academy of NFP, which is now the American Academy of Fertility Care Professionals. This special celebration is intended to focus on natural family planning in a variety of formats. The dates for the celebration for NFP Awareness Week this year are, as I mentioned, July 20th, which is this coming Sunday, until next Saturday, July the 26th. The July dates were chosen to highlight the anniversary of the encyclical Humanae Vitae. You heard us last month with our guest Steve Boza speak about a conference, which I'll mention again shortly, and we'll announce it coming up next weekend to celebrate the 40th anniversary of Humanae Vitae, this watershed encyclical written by Pope Paul VI to celebrate and pronounce the constant church teaching on contraception and the sanctity of life. The oldest stories on the lives of Saints Joachim and Anne come from the apocryphal Gospel of James. And according to that source, Anne and Joachim married at about 20, and about age 40, still not having been successful at having a child, they wanted a child so much that guess what they did? They went out to the desert to fast and pray.
Wow.
They didn't go to the local infertility clinic. They didn't look into IVF. They went out to the desert to fast and pray together as a couple.
And most people always accept that God's will.
And while Anne was praying,
fertility,
an angel of the Lord appeared to Anne and said, Anne, God has heard your prayer. You will conceive and bear a child, and the fruit of your womb will be honored by all the world. 9 months later, Anne gave birth to Mary, who was to be the mother of God. Joachim and Anne, who no doubt had anxiety over their supposed infertility, became parents and later grandparents, the grandparents of Jesus. And I'm sure that most people do not think that Jesus had grandparents. They kind of think about his mother and father, but they probably don't even know his grandparents' names.
Well, I know in my family, when growing up, we were always very, my mother had a great devotion to St. Anne. And in Philadelphia, they have a parish down in, like, Port Richmond area, St. Anne's Parish. And we would go over there every year on July 26th. They would have a big procession and lots going on, the novenas and things like that, in honor of St. Anne. Now, my mother was a grandmother to many children and great-grandchildren.
Well, you might as well just tell them the
number. Yeah, right. My mother had grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great. And in total, she had 144 grandchildren. Now, she had about 35 grandchildren, and then the rest were great-grandchildren and great-great. So my mother had great devotion to St. Anne, and we always had a St. Anne statue in our home, which was kind of neat. We had a Blessed Mother statue, and we had a St. Anne statue with the child Mary, you know. I guess it depicted her as like 7 or 8 years old, you know, and her just standing there with her mother. So St. Anne has always been precious to my family, and unfortunately St. Joachim was never really included in much of that. But my mother named her first child Anne after St. Anne because she had such great devotion to her.
So one might even wonder how Joachim and Anne responded and reacted to their daughter's pregnancy. 14 years old, and all of a sudden
wow.
She finds out she's pregnant. Clearly, their lives aptly take in the fullness of married life with all of its joys and sufferings. So this year, to celebrate NFP Awareness Week, the theme, and every year they develop a theme, and we have some posters, and it may be a little, well, it's never too late. You can get some posters from usccb.org, and you can contact them toll-free at 866-582-0943. And the theme of the posters this year is freely, totally, and faithfully. And these are the words that respond and reflect to the kind of unconditional love that people really need who are preparing for marriage, really need to answer these types of questions when they're asking themselves, am I really in love with this person? Do I have unconditional love with this person? Because if the love comes freely and it's given totally and you profess to do it faithfully and you're willing to accept it fruitfully, then your love meets the conditions of the type of love that's involved in conjugal love. So if you want to order these posters, they're $2.79, including shipping and handling. They're English on one side, Spanish on the other side. It's not too late to hang them up in the foyer at the opening of the entrances of your church. You can get them if you ordered them today or tomorrow. I'm sure you could get them by Monday or Tuesday, and it still wouldn't be too late to have them up toward the end of the week. So as we get through the week and we discuss some of the topics that will be reflective of what we would hope that you would consider doing for NFP Awareness Week, one of the things that you might want to consider are these posters. But to get into kind of picking up the theme from where we left off last week, I don't want to get into the NFP Awareness Week without mentioning the conference that's coming up next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday over at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, that's sponsored by the United States Catholic Conference and Bishops, the Diocese of Camden, the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, and the Knights of Columbus. We will have as convocation presenters His Eminence Justin Cardinal Regali, His Excellency Joseph Galante of the Bishop of Camden, His Excellency William Laurie, the Bishop of Bridgeport, Carl Anderson, the Supreme Knight of the Knights of Columbus, Kathleen Raviel, President of the Catholic Medical Association, Helen Alvarez, Associate Professor at Catholic University of America, Father Tad Pekulchik, the Director of Education at the National Catholic Bioethics Center, John Prahaney, Executive Director of the Catholic Medical Association, Marie Smith, the Director of the Parliamentary Network of Critical Issues, Mark Chevalier, Director of Innovation and Environmental Excellence from American Water, myself, Les Ruppersberger, and Roxana Barillas, the policy advisor of the USCCB Office of Domestic Social Development. And to go over some of the conference objectives, Betty will tell you some of the purposes of this conference.
Well, I can't wait to attend, really. It's the purpose is to highlight the church's deep and abiding respect for all human life from the moment of conception to the moment of natural death. And it's going to highlight Catholic social teaching that seeks to protect all human persons from injustice and to uphold and promote human dignity. And it also is going to highlight the role of the family as the first school of love and human values, and explore the interconnectivity of those engaged in respect life, social justice, and family life issues in the faith formation of people, and explore ways to overcome polarization and parochialism for the sake of building a culture of life in our time, and demonstrate the complementarity of science and faith, and to begin a national conversation as how to archdiocesan or diocesan respect life and social justice and family life departments and the scientific and the medical communities can cooperate and collaborate in the new evangelization. So it sounds like a lot, but it's going to include religious, scientists,
and social justice issues.
Social justice issues, legalities. So it's just going to be a full weekend. And even if you can't attend the whole weekend, you can come for the day. So you could come just Friday or Saturday, and again on Sunday. And Sunday is only going to be a half a day. But it sounds like a really fabulous conference, and anybody can attend. Priests, deacons, anybody at your parish, lay people, families, you know, whoever would like to attend can come.
And even though the registration for the hotel rooms at the Crown Plaza for the block of rooms, they're all gone at a very, very reasonable rate. In fact, Betty and I, and we only live an hour away, we're actually going to stay overnight Friday and Saturday to facilitate being able to take in the entire theme of the conference, because it's almost like a retreat. But it's going to begin with an opening mass, and then continental breakfast, then a keynote speech with Bishop Laurie, and then a talk in the afternoon by Helen Alvarez on the global human rights situation. And we know that there's all kinds of genocide going on in many, many places around the world, where people are actually killing themselves, governments as well as individuals. And so Helen is an attorney, and she's going to speak to that. There's going to be a talk on technology and the human condition, and Marie Smith from the USCCB is going to speak to how technology can both enhance our lives but also be a potential source of evil, especially with the Internet and the addictions of pornography, and how our children can get taken in by just the simplest of clicking on different websites. And then there's going to be a dinner that evening, Friday evening, and there's going to be entertainment by the Latin Fusion, which is a Latin group that does great music and is very high energy. And Bishop Galante is the keynote speaker, and he's going to talk about partners in charity. And I think he's going to speak to the partnership that exists between science and faith, and the partnership that generates as far as leading to social justice. We're going to have another mass on Saturday morning, another continental breakfast, another talk on science and religion in mutual service by John Brahaney. I'm going to speak in the afternoon on scientific advances in fertility management. Mark LeChevalier is going to talk on toxins and environmental stewardship. And I'm particularly interested in that because we're going to speak to the presence of estrogens in groundwater. He works for the American Water Company.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
And the effect that 14 million women in the United States taking hormonal contraceptives and passing these hormones through their byproducts from their body into groundwater, and our filtration plants are not able to remove those hormones, and it's starting affecting the fish. So I don't know what it's doing to animals, and I don't know what it's doing to us. And then later that evening at the dinner, Father Tad will speak to partners in the service of life, and we'll have entertainment by the Irish American String Band. And then the closing ceremonies will be continental breakfast on Saturday morning or Sunday morning, with a keynote address by Carl Anderson, the new evangelization. And then Kathy Raviel is the president of the CMA, talking again about partnering and pathways to partnership, and a closing mass at 12:15. So I think it's going to be a great experience. It's not too late to consider registration. You can go to the website at the Diocese of Camden. You can go to the pnfpn.org website. There's registration information. Or you can just show up and register on site. And if you can't come for the whole day, as Betty said, then just come for a couple of hours and listen to the lectures that you're interested in. And the entire lineup of that schedule is at pnfpn.org, which is the Philadelphia Natural Family Planning Network website. So consider going to that and coming to that conference. I think it'll be a great end to an NFP Awareness Week. And I think that it will speak highly to the partnership and lead to a new springhood, a springtime of growth for natural family planning and science and religion. And speaking of a new growth of natural family planning and science and religion, I don't think we had an opportunity last month to speak about our experience in Cayman.
Mm-hmm.
So Betty's going to talk a little bit about how we went a little international.
Right. We were really fortunate because we have dear friends that we participate in our pre-Cana program at our parish. And they just so happen to also participate and are leaders in a pre-Cana program or marriage prep program in the Cayman Islands. So they asked us if we would consider going to the Cayman Islands and give a talk on NFP. And
it was really tough to make that decision.
Right.
Like, oh, how will we go to Grand Cayman? And coincidentally, what was the name of that parish that they...
The parish was also called St. Ignatius. So we kind of knew we were being called there because that's the name of our parish.
And our friends, just to give them a plug, are Ruth and Jay Lynch, who are very gracious hosts for the entire week and made us feel very at home at their residence down there. And we had a great week.
Right. And we did a little bit of beach, but mostly we did business. And so it was lovely. And we met this very nice young priest who actually the church is run by the Diocese of Detroit. So they bring American priests over there to run their parish. But the whole parish was quite amazing because they had a school and a church, but the school had from nursery school all the way up to the first year of college on the campus. So it was quite large. And the people that we addressed the first night we were there, we actually gave a concise, a condensed rather, NFP class on Friday night. And we had about 50 people attend from the parish because they really never heard this message and they really wanted to know what NFP was. And then on Saturday, we had the pre-Cana program, which ran Saturday and Sunday, and we probably had about 16 couples. And it was so fascinating because these couples were not from the Cayman Islands. They were from all over the world. We had couples from Scotland, Ireland, England, India, the Philippines, and they all managed to be in the Cayman Islands working or whatever because they have a big banking on that island and it employs a lot of people. So they have a lot of international banking there. So all these international couples were going through the pre-Cana or marriage prep program. So it was pretty interesting. And then on Monday, Les had the opportunity to speak to the high school students regarding sexuality and contraception and what the church is teaching is on contraception and also a lot about theology of the body and the dignity of life and love. So we really felt blessed that we had that opportunity, and I think they want us to come back again, but we couldn't manage it in our schedule for October, so we're going to probably go again next spring. But it was absolutely amazing, and the people there were so, how should I say?
Gracious and receptive.
Right. They really loved hearing the trueness and the faithfulness of the word and what our church teaches. And we didn't really feel that we were trying to sell ourselves. They were anxious to know everything about NFP and what the church teachings were. So we really feel blessed that we were able to go and touch so many hearts, and hopefully they will be able to carry it through their marriages.
And that's all that this is about as far as NFP Awareness Week and bringing into the awareness of NFP. And what we ask you to do as our audience listening, and you don't have to become an NFP instructor unless you're interested, and you don't have to go out and teach classes, but you need to be able to educate yourself to understand what the Catholic Church teaches. And it's not just about natural family planning. It's about everything that the church teaches, because it impacts every single solitary aspect of your life. Next month, we're going to be talking about the upcoming elections, and again in September. And we have a very important election coming up. And there's a lot of people that talk about who they're going to vote for and how they're going to vote and things like that. And the reality is that there is a conscience that needs to be developed and evolved in each and every single solitary person before they choose who they are going to vote for. And if you properly form your conscience and you engage yourself in prayer and ask the intercession of Mary and the Holy Spirit, then you will be moved and motivated to cast your vote, and you have a civil responsibility, which is part of the social justice issue. So some of the ways that Humanae Vitae, the encyclical that we mentioned, and that will be celebrated, the 40th anniversary, as I mentioned, on July 25th, which is next Saturday, which is part of the conference, Friday.
Friday,
next,
right.
Friday, mm-hmm. Which will be the 40th anniversary, is that you can educate yourself. Why don't you sit down and read the encyclical? Tell them how big it is.
I think, is it 15 pages?
15 pages.
It's probably 14 and a half pages even. So you can get it online. You don't have to go and purchase it even. You can pull it up online. You can print it out, or you can read it right off your computer. And it's quite amazing that Pope Paul VI has prophesied what is to be and what has our society has become because of contraception. But I just want to remind our listeners that if you would like to call in, you have a question or a comment, give us a call at 215-345-1570. Again, 215-345-1570.
I just want to mention a couple of things that you can do to educate yourself. There are some groups that offer education for priests on Humanae Vitae and natural family planning. There's a terrific set of tapes called NFP Talks for the Clergy. You can go to Couple to Couple League at ccli.org. And there's a group called God's Plan for Life with tapes. They also promote Culture of Life weekends. Another great tape is NFP, A Preachable Message, which you can get on One More Soul from Steve Koob. Christopher West has some great tapes called Naked Without Shame, which are an excellent treatment of Pope John Paul II's theology of the body. And you may be interested in a series of tapes called Humanae Vitae and Veritatis Splendor, which are promoted by Janet Smith, who is a professor of theology and part of the Detroit Ave Maria University faculty. Some other things that you can do in planting seeds during the week of NFP awareness.
And you can plant these seeds anytime you like, but, you know, we're just encouraging you to think about it, especially during the week of NFP awareness and the anniversary of Humanae Vitae. But certainly the homilies on the nature of the church itself as the bride of Christ, and divinely instituted and guided by the Holy Spirit, should help Catholics become more aware of their Catholic teaching.
And it's not overbearing and it's not pretentious for you to request politely and with humility that your priest or deacons consider giving a homily on a particular topic at a particular time of the year. For example, we have a list of from the USCCB that are sample. They have all the readings for next week starting on Sunday, July the 20th, all the way up until Saturday. And, for example, Wednesday, July the 23rd of next week is the 16th week in Ordinary Time. It's the Feast of St. Bridget of Sweden, the religious. Now, you would think, well, what possibly, how could you tie that in to NFP? And the story of St. Bridget is that she led a full life that was consistently marked by love, charity, and holiness. She was the daughter of a prince and a governor in Sweden, where she received a good education. She married and raised 8 children. At the same time, she devoted herself to the care of the poor, the sick, and the needy. And after the death of her husband, she gave away all of her possessions and moved to a monastery and continued her service to the poor and advocated for justice in numerous writings. You see this connection between love and charity and taking care of the poor and also social justice. She eventually moved to Rome, where she founded a religious community called the Order of the Most Holy Savior, or what they call the Brigittines. Well, in the readings for her day, there's a reading from the prophet Jeremiah that understands that he is subject to God's power, and because God created him and knows him, and that understanding and trust of God's providence that Jeremiah alludes to in that reading is what fostered St. Bridget's devotion and faithful service. Well, the sacrament of marriage demands the same perspective that's spoken about in Jeremiah's reading and that was manifested by St. Bridget's life. Only when couples understand their need for the love of Jesus to enrich their lives and their relationship can they live marriage as a true sacrament. In this, they become a sign of God's love for each other. So married couples are actually a sign of God's love through the love that they have for each other. And in particular, the procreative aspect, our grandchildren, are physical manifestations of the love that we share as a family in the Ruppersberger family. And it only makes sense when couples understand that they share as partners in God's creative power. And Humani Vitae reminds us of this point. So it's a very simple, very easy reading and not a long stretch. And these readings are available and you can print them out from the USCCB. Go to usccb.org, click on NFP Awareness Week, and they will give you preaching for the family for the entire week. And they'll also include some intercessions, which we'll talk about in a little bit, but I wanted to make that point because Betty was talking about this seed planting, and so you can either do it in writing or make a phone call to the rectory, or if you see your priest and you're going to confession on Saturday, or say, hey, Father, you know, Deacon, would you mind giving a talk on for NFP Awareness Week on family life, chastity, contraception, marital love, church's teaching on contraception, any one of those topics. And we've been inviting our priests and deacons for the last couple of years, and we had a priest a couple of years ago. His name's slipping me. He went down to St. John's in McClus? No. Anyhow, we'll think of his name later. But anyhow, he was only a priest for 9 years, and when we gave him the invitation, he came out and gave the most fabulous homily on contraception and church teaching. And it was so entertaining and so interesting.
Absolutely.
And he came to us at the end and he said, you know what? I was a little nervous when you asked me to do this. This is the first homily I've ever given of this type. And he said, it was amazing. I was so inspired. I was so energized. And it was very well received, except by a couple of people.
Man, well.
So, you know, you just
have to speak the truth.
You know, you just plant the seed, you extend the invitation, and you see what happens. So why don't
you go on? But also, another seed that you could plant, you could go to your parish and maybe insert a parish flyer in your parish bulletin about the benefits of natural family planning, or also even Humani Vitae information. So, you know, let other Catholics know this message, because I know for a fact that Catholics will say, oh, I never heard that before. I don't believe that. It's true. Humani Vitae is an encyclical. This is what's in it. put it in your church bulletin. Put a little something in your church bulletin, an extra flyer about NFP Awareness Week. It would be fabulous if you touched one family. You did your job.
And we're all called to holiness, and we're all called to evangelize, and this is the perfect way. You know, priests don't know a whole lot about marriage because it's not their vocation. They receive a different sacrament, but married couples manifest the love that's expressed through their marriage and their love for each other. And so it would not be a far stretch to give witness and testimony, but you need to educate yourself to know what the church teaches. And when you are confronted by people who will not agree with you, and like Betty said, oh no, that's, I've never heard that before. I've been a Catholic my entire life. I've been a Catholic for 50 years and I've never heard that before. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about why you don't hear homilies on NFP, but the bottom line is that we need to hear more. We need to know the church teaching. As Catholics, we need to educate ourselves, and then we need to go out and plant the seeds. You're not there to convert anybody. You don't change people's hearts. Only God changes people's hearts through the Holy Spirit, and not overnight. It takes time, and you have to plant a seed and you nurture it. Last week's gospel was perfectly about seed, and our deacon gave a homily and said, "What kind of dirt are you? Are you the rich, fertile soil in which the seed will take root and grow? Are you the rocky soil where it'll just sprout up and die? Or are you the sandy soil where the birds will carry the seed away and somebody else will take it away?" So you don't get to pick what kind of seed there is. The seed's already there, the Word of God. But you have to decide what kind of soil you'll be, and then you have to bear fruit and you have to evangelize. So if you have any questions or any comments about any of these things, give us a call. We have an open phone line at 215-345-1570. Betty will go on a little bit with some other seed planting.
And also, if you are a natural family planning user, you might not be an instructor. Don't be ashamed of that. Let other parishioners know, because if they know that you are, then they will seek you out. And if they need help, you know, they'll have someone to turn to. So it is a beautiful thing to share. And another thing that you can do is keep the pamphlet rack in your church supplied with brochures on natural family planning, or maybe even copies of Humani Vitae or Canasti Canubi. And also, there's great tapes. They're really cheap. I don't know. You could buy them really cheap, and it's contraception. Why not?
Well, the copies of Humani Vitae are $1 from the Pauline bookstore, Pauline Media. They have all the encyclicals. But as Betty said, that's in a little booklet form. But as Betty said, you can get them online for free and print it out from Vatican.org. The contraception, why not? We're dating ourselves by saying tapes. They're also now available on CDs and DVDs, because not a whole lot of people have cassette players, although some do. I still have one. And they're $5. But the more you buy, the lower the price goes, and you can get them from One More Soul. And Janet Smith does the greatest job of just about anybody I've heard on debunking the myth about why the Catholic Church teaches what it teaches against contraception, and why it's totally appropriate to use natural family planning, and why the church teaches what it teaches. So almost every parish that we've been in has pamphlet racks and book racks. We even have a media center in our parish where they have available all kinds of DVDs and CDs and tapes and books and everything like that. And you can get an arrangement with Pauline Bookstore to get these things on consignment and pay them back when you sell them. So you just have to plant the seed, make the suggestion, put some there. You know, one person picks it up, they read it, they start up a conversation. You know what I just read? I just read this encyclical. It's amazing. It just blew. I mean, the first time Betty and I read it, it blew us away. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we had ever read an encyclical before. And we're both, you know, cradle Catholics. So, you know, some of them are a little bit difficult to read. John Paul's, you know, a little heavy duty with some of his encyclicals. But there are books out there, kind of like the dummy books, you know, to explain, you know, what he means. They even have a theology of the body for dummies.
And for beginners.
You know, that's written out there.
For teens.
For Christopher Walsh. And Generation Life goes out and explains it. And Father Vincent Walsh has a couple of things on love and responsibility, some books that explains those types of things. So there's all kinds of literature. You should have nothing but Catholic literature flooding your home. All the other junk that comes in the mail that you pay money to buy, believe me, National Catholic Register, Catholic Standard and Times, This Rock Magazine, Sunday Visitor. I mean, these publications are just a wealth of information that will open up horizons that you never even imagine.
And another thing you can do is to make the marriage prep program a top priority in your parish. Not every parish has marriage prep. And if you do have it, always, always include natural family planning. Not just a little blurb. Give it at least an hour. If you don't have a speaker, call us. We'll do it, or we'll get someone to do it for you. And also, the Archdiocese has a speakers bureau that will come to these classes to speak about NFP, because it is a teaching of the Church that seems to get brushed under the rug, and it needs to come out in the open. Our fertility is a gift. A lot of people are struggling with their fertility, and we need to understand our gifts and our abilities, and it's really about fertility awareness and responsible parenthood. You know, people say, whoa, they got a lot of kids, you know, and it's too much. Well, it may be too much for one couple, but not another. So we're called to be responsible parents. If you're unable to educate and feed and shelter your children, then you need to become more responsible and practice NFP.
And you heard a little bit earlier that Betty was mentioning about her mom, who passed away at 95 last year, and the number of grandchildren that she had. But we became aware of a website that allows you to go shop real estate for just about any address. And so Betty went to the website.
Oh, and, do you really have to tell this
and
story?
And pulled up. Well, I think that it speaks to the fact that, you know, when these people say that, you know, when are you going to stop and when's enough enough? We've mentioned on this program before that Betty is the youngest of nine and she's a twin. And we both grew up in Kensington in Philadelphia, in Ascension of Our Lord Parish. And the home that she grew up in was 890 square feet, a three-bedroom, one-bathroom row home on Arbor Street in Kensington in Philadelphia. And her mother and father managed to raise nine children, all into adulthood. Nobody went to jail. Nobody's on drugs. Nobody got pregnant outside of wedlock, and managed to create 39 grandchildren, 72 great-grandchildren, and another 31 great-great-grandchildren to add up to 144. And one woman said yes to life and to love. And nothing was when I was dating Betty, you would think that anytime I showed up, she said, oh, you want to eat here? I'll just put another bean in the pot. And that was one of her sayings. So,
well,
you know.
One thing I have to say, too, is our family life was very faithful. And I think that's what helped us to understand and appreciate the gift of life. And not just children, but our grandparents. My grandfather lived with us till his last days. And we took care of him. So it was the way we were raised, and it was all about giving service to others and loving one another and accepting God's will and being happy about the gift of life.
One of the other things that you can do to plant seeds, and I'm sure that all of you who attend Mass either daily or especially on Sunday, the prayer of the faithful for intercessions. There are many, many intercessions that you can get off of different websites. There are some from the USCCB website on NFP Awareness Week. some examples to pray for engaged couples that they may grow in fidelity, generosity, and love for God and each other. We pray to the Lord. We pray in our parish every week, and we got our pastor to put it in as a weekly intercessory prayer for an end to all abortions throughout the world and for the sanctity of life in a mother's womb. And we pray for that. And so you can pull these intercessions up and get them from a lot of different locations. And again, it's about humility. If the pastor doesn't put it in the prayer or the intercession, he may have another agenda for that particular week, or they may have too many to read. But the reality is that you made the effort, and you make the effort week after week and year after year, not just during this week of NFP Awareness Week, but this points to the opportunity that you can engage and participate in the liturgy of the Mass, not just by being a lector, not just by being an extraordinary minister of the Eucharist, not by being a cantor, not by being engaged in the music ministry. All of those things are positive, not by being an usher that helps seat people or takes up a collection and things like that. But you can also participate by, you know, prayerfully reflecting upon what the liturgy is all about and the time of the year and the different points that are being made, and make gentle suggestions, prayerfully thought out and humbly. Our pastor and our deacons and our priests have never been offended by our invitation for them to do homilies. And every year for the last 3 years, everybody that's attended Mass at St. Ignatius of Antioch in Yardley has heard four homilies, because we have four Masses, Saturday night and three on Sunday, four homilies every weekend, every year for the last 3 years, from the priests and deacons on some aspect of natural family planning or church teaching on contraception or love and the family or the dignity of the human body. And there are so many readings and so many preachings and so many teachings that, you know, it never ceases. So we have a whole bunch of readings for this week, including those that are for the memorial of Saints Joachim and Saint Anne, and the gospel passage that was proclaimed on Sunday with the weeds growing amongst the wheat that I mentioned. Just leads into married couples practicing patience and trust as they raise their children, and that they find some difficulty in conceiving a child, that you have patience and perseverance. And Betty and I have spoken about our experiences with our own fertility issues. So I just would, you know, ask you to please pray for the spread of natural family planning, because we need your prayers. To learn what natural family planning is, and I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you're 20. I don't care if you're 70. It's a church teaching, and Humani Vitae is a church encyclical, and there are plenty of others written by John Paul II, and we need to spread this word, and we need to plant these seeds, especially in the hearts of those who are not married, but also in the hearts of those who are married, who may be choosing other alternatives of family planning, because contraception is intrinsically evil, and those who participate in contraception are participating in a grave and moral wrong. And I am not making a judgment. I am not speaking, you know, everybody has to form their own conscience. I am not a priest or a deacon. But I do need to speak to what church teaching is, and it may sound harsh and it may sound judgmental, and I certainly do not mean it to come off that way. But it is a definite teaching that has been pronounced for 2,000 years by the Catholic Church. And one of the reasons, one time that you don't hear homilies on natural family planning is that there are really three reasons that are given. One is that the priests are told that they have to preach on daily Mass readings, and that's true. But there are ways that you can tie that in through prayerful reflection with a lot of different aspects. Number two is that NFP is an awkward topic for a sermon in a mixed congregation. And we've spoken on this program before and told you that, you know, 85% of Catholics are contracepting, and 37% of them have been sterilized. So to go up and give a homily where there are children and there are elderly and there are people who have, you know, already participated in the alternatives that are not natural family planning could be a little awkward. And finally, there's a comfort level that may not be extended from the priest and the deacons based on the fact that it's not something that's practical for them. There's not a clerical plot amongst the priest and deacons to not speak on natural family planning. And they like to speak on issues that they know a lot about. And if you really reflected back on homilies that you've heard from the same priest in your parish, they would speak to the things that they're the most comfortable with. Like our pastor, Monsignor Shoemaker, is very comfortable with boating and fishing, and he quite frequently gives homilies, you know, in that particular direction and ties it in with the readings and so forth. But unless they study and pray and reflect on the issue of natural family planning, and unless they have NFP couples that are willing to witness in their parish, they're men. They don't have fertility cycles. They're not married to someone who does, and they need help. So what do? Education, education, education. All the objections about, you know, that you could make excuses completely fritter away when education is a key. And so speaking of education, Betty's holding in her hand a pamphlet from the fertility care practitioners of southeastern Pennsylvania who are, you know, dedicated to educating people about the truth of NAPRO technology and natural family planning. And there is a date coming up on September the 13th. We mentioned this last month, and we'll mention it again next month. But on Saturday, September the 13th, the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, in conjunction with the fertility care practitioners of southeastern Pennsylvania, are hosting Dr. Thomas Hilgers, who is an MD, OBGYN, reproductive endocrine infertility specialist, and the founder and director of, not a coincidence, the Pope Paul VI Institute, on the study of human reproduction in Omaha, Nebraska. And he's going to talk about innovations in women's health care using NAPRO technology. And it's going to be Saturday, September the 13th, from 9:30 to 10 a.m. registration and 10 a.m. program at the Sheraton Philadelphia Center City Hotel at 17th and Race. And for more information, you can go to the fertilitycarefriends.org. They have an entire website with all this information. They have a student of fertility care practitioner, is a family practice resident up in Lancaster, who just came back from spending at a clinic in Ireland. And that's all written up in their recent brochure. So there is just a world of information that's ongoing out there that you can access. And we would just ask you to prayerfully consider spending some time and effort and energy attending these conferences, reading some encyclicals, accessing some of these websites, subscribing to some of these newsletters. Become a member of the Philadelphia Natural Family Planning Network. It's $15 a year for a person, $25 a year for a couple. We have a quarterly newsletter called Life Cycles that has a lot of this information in it. The Friends of Fertility Care in Philadelphia, it's very inexpensive to belong. It's $25 to be a supporting member and be a friend of fertility care and share the good news. You can join and get their newsletter, that which comes out quarterly. I'm on the website for a natural family planning newsletter from the Diocese of Camden, which comes out with a four times a year newsletter that's just chock full of information and announcements. And every once in a while, you'll hear about something that you may be interested in that'll just further your knowledge and your information and your education. So we're winding down here to the final few moments. I would encourage you again to consider the program coming up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I would consider you approaching your priests and deacons. I would ask you to pray the novena to Saints Joachim and Saint Anne for divine intercession. I would ask you to, if you don't do anything else, read the encyclical Humanae Vitae. 15 pages, single-spaced, understandable, and read what one of our Holy Spirit-directed, guided popes have written 40 years ago that predicted and gave you a portrait of what our culture and our society would look like today.
So let's finish with a prayer, okay? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God, our Father, in you we find the fullness of life and love and the truth that belongs together. In you we find the meaning of marriage, of the human body, and of our responsibility to be open to life. As we approach the anniversary of Pope Paul's document on human life, bless your entire church with new generosity. We rejoice that you are the Lord of our lives and our freedom, of birth and death and everything in between. Keep us strong in saying yes to life and yes to you. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. And that comes from the website of the Priests for Life, which is another amazing organization and group of priests who have dedicated their lives and their homilies and their teaching and their preaching to the sanctity of human life, from the immediate fertilization to the end of your natural life. And you can go to their email mail@priestforlife.org and get a wealth of information and tapes and prayers like that. So we thank you for tuning in to our program, NFP for Life. We wish you a happy NFP Awareness Week, and we will see you next month.